Shalom to all! Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shkalim Daf Lamed Aleph, and we are starting right at the top with Halacha Dalet, and Vilnsur's daf is at the top of Yud Ches Amud Beis, and today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas, Mars Mirim Sarah Basim Yaakov Moshe, Hernish, Amal should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says, Ha Maktish Nechasov. A person is Maktish, he consecrates all of his things. Vahayubahen Dvarim Ru'in LaKarbanas Atzibur. And there's something among them that is fit for Karbanas Atzibur, as we're going to see this referring to Ketores. What's done with it? Yunasal Luman of Ischaran, it's given to the Umanim, the craftsmen of the Beis Hamikdash, who are paid with holy monies, so it's given to them for their Ischar. Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Now, Amar Benazir, Benazir told him, "Eino hiya midah." That's not the proper way to go about things. So we're going to explain the Gemara why not. Ella, rather, what's done? The following is familiar. We had in the past couple of dafin more than once. Mafrishim mehen schar umanin. We separate from this thing that we're referring to the value that would be paid to the umanin. Umechalan oisan al ma'is umanin, and then we deconsecrate it. We transfer its kedusha onto money that we're going to be giving to the umanim. V'noisan oisan l'umanim bescharon. Then we could give this item to the umanin for their payment. V'chayzim leikhasam mitchum chadasha. Then we take the new shkalim and we buy this thing back from the umanim. Onto another part of this case. Hamakdish chasev, a person makdish chasem, v'hoisubah and behemu ru'uya gab mizbeach, and there are animals amongst the chasem that could be brought on the mizbeach. Zachar munakevas, there's males and females. So Rebbe Lezer says, Zachar mimachal mitzricha oilos, the male animals are sold to people who need to bring a carbon oila, unakevas mimachal mitzricha zivcha shlamim, and the female animals, which can't be an oila, so they're sold to people who need to bring a carbon shlamim. Skip the parentheses, udmeyim yiplu imshar nechasem lebed the kabayas, and the monies that were paid for these male and female animals go along with the rest of Nechasim to Bet HaKabayas. Let's just pause over here to explain for a moment. There's a couple of different ways you could donate to the Beis HaMikdash. One of them is called Bet HaKabayas, is where that we just saw, and that basically means the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, and people could donate money or they could donate items, whatever it is. These are all used for Bet HaKabayas for the multiple different expenses that the Beis HaMikdash incurs for its upkeep. There's also something that's Kedushas Mizbeach, where it's donated for the Mizbeach specifically to be used as a carbon. So Rebbe Lezer, whose sheet that we just said, holds that when this person is Makdish as Nechasim, he wants to give all of them to Bet HaKabayas. However, since we have animals that could be brought as carbonus, it's not proper not to bring them. Therefore, what are we supposed to do? So the animals are sold to people who need to bring them as carbonus, and then the money goes to Bede Kabayas, because again, that's what the person wanted. He wanted the money to go to Bede Kabayas, and we also accomplish that the animal itself is going to be brought as a carbon. However, Rabbi Shua argues and says, no, Zacharim Atzman Yikavu Oilois, that the male animals, they themselves are brought up as carbonus oilo. They're not sold, and Kevas, the female animals, Yimachol Tzricha Zivcha Shlamim, they're sold to people who need to bring in carbon shlamim, the Yavi B'dman Oilois, and that money that the female animal is sold for is used to purchase a carbon oila, and ushar nechasim yilvu bade kabayas is only the rest of nechasim they're given to bade kabayas. And the Gemara is going to explain what the machlokes is. Now, Amar Rekiva says, Rayani is divrei Rebbe Lezer and divrei Bishua. I see, meaning it's more seeming to me to go like Rebbe Lezer as opposed to Bishua. Rebbe Lezer hishves midaisav Rebbe Bishua chalak, because Rebbe Lezer, he's clear throughout the whole way that every single penny that this person was makdish is supposed to be used for bade kabayas. That's why any animals that could be used as carbonus are sold for other people to use them as carbonus, but the value of that is given to Bede Kabayas. Whereas Rabbi Shua, he differentiates, he's chalak, he splits it, and therefore it's less logical to go like Rabbi Shua. However, Omer of Papias, Rabbi Papias says, Shemati is divrei shnehen, I hear both of their words, Hamakdish beferush kid divrei Blazer. If someone's makdish beferush, and he says explicitly, I want my nechasim to go to Bede Kabayas, so then we're going to go like Rabbi Blazer. But Vamakdish stam, if a person just simply says, I'm makdish my nechasim, and he doesn't say dafka, they have to go to Bede Kabayas, kid divrei Rabbi Shua, so then it's more seeming to go like Rabbi Shua. The Mishnah continues, Hamakdish nechasim, if a person makdish nechasim, vahayu behen dvarim ru'in legam mizbeach, and there's certain things that could be on the Mizbeach, such as yenis ushmanim v'ayfais, wines, oils, and birds. So Rebbe Lezer says, yimachol tzricha isha min, they're sold for the people who need that min, people who need wine or oil or birds, so they buy these things. Laman alfam based on the top, v'yavi d'meim alois, and then the money is used to purchase alois, shan chasim yipul bade kabayas, and the rest of the chasim go to bade kabayas. Think more quotes, the Mishnah, hamakish chasiv yu behen dvarim ru'in l'karbanas sibur. Now we finally clarify, what is this that we're referring to in the beginning of the Mishnah, that there was something that was fitting for karbanas sibur. So Rebbe Yechon amar k'tayres, Rebbe Yechon says, the Ketores. And we discussed this just on the previous daf, that clearly Rebbe Yechon holds the Ketores could be made in chulin vessels, and that's how this regular individual, this hedyot, has Ketores that is able to be makdish, and that's what's being given to the umanim b'scharon. Now, Amar Rebbe Shai answers, not a raya tifter we could explain, but umen mishal beis avtinas, they're referring to one of the craftsmen of the avtinas family, who were the ones that made the Ketores, shay notel b'schar Ketores, they would get paid with Ketores, and so he got paid with Ketores that was already deconsecrated, it already didn't have Kedusha on it, and then he was makdish it, so what's done with it, it's once again used to pay the umanim b'scharon, so on and so forth. We have this machlokes in Mishnah, what's done with it, is this Ketores used directly to pay them, or do we go through this whole complicated redemption process of transferring Kedusha to money, then giving the deconsecrated Ketores to the umanim, and then using Trumah Chadasha to buy back from them, and that's what we're quoting now, Ben-Azai Emer Loikach V'chulu, Ben-Azai had said that this is what we have to do, and the question is, my time with Ben-Azai, what's the reason for Ben-Azai saying this? Why can't we just give the Ketores directly to them? And the answer is, Hektish can't be Mishal on on malacha el almais. It has to be done on money. As we learned in the last Gemara as well, that according to Ben Azai, we're seeing over here that if a person did work and is owed by Hektesh, you can't just take something that's Kadosh and transfer its Kedusha onto the work. It has to be transferred onto something physical, so we have to use money as well. Go on to the next stage of the Mishnah. Hamash Chase Vahisa Ben Behem of Achulu. Says the Gemara Tamat Taninun, over there we learned in the Mishnah. This is Mesechus Tamura. Yesh Bekache Badik Habayas. Shastam Ekdesh is a Badik Habayas. Then when a person is Makdish something Stam, that goes to Badik Habayas. More details about this. Hektesh Badik Habayas. When someone is Makdish something to Badik Habayas, Chal Al Akoil. That could be on anything. It could even be on stones and wood and whatnot. Umayalin Begidulayhen. Also, one would be over Me'ila on that which comes from it. Gidulayhen literally means the growth of it. It doesn't have to be something growing from the ground. It could be an animal, for example. Any milk, for example, that comes from it, or Vladis, offspring that it has, are considered Kadosh Badik Habayas as well. And therefore, if a person used it for his own benefit, he's over Me'ila. Is as opposed to something which is called Kadosh Mizbeach, a person could be over Me'ila on the animal, but not Begidulayhen, not in its milk or in Vladis. And lastly, Ve'en Ben Hanoi L'Kayhanim, there's no benefit to the Kayhanim, which means a Kadosh Badik Habayas is purely used for the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kayhanim have no benefit from it, as opposed to Kadosh Mizbeach, Kayhanim do receive benefit from it. If it's a carbon chatas, for example, they get to eat from it, and even if it's carbon oila, they get to take home the skin, the hide. And so we see from this Mishnah, there's a few main differences between Kadosh Badik Habayas and Kadosh Mizbeach. And Arav Chananya, Chananya says, Reb Elezer, this Mishnah is Reb Elezer. Did Taninon, what did we learn in our Mishnah? Hamakdish Nechasev, a person Makdish Nechasim, Vaisa Behen Behem, Rulagam Mizbeach, Zachar Menekevas, and there's animals, both male and female, that are fit for the Mizbeach. Reb Elezer, what was Reb Elezer say to do? Zacharim Yimachot Tzricha Oilis, and the Zacharim are sold for Oilis, Unikevas Yimachot Tzricha Zivcha Shlamim, then Kevas are sold for Shlamim, Udmeim Yiplum Shar Nechasim Badik Habayas. The money goes with the rest of Nechasim to Badik Habayas. Clearly we see that Stam Hektish is Labadik Habayas, just like we had explained in the Mishnah, that Reb Elezer holds that all the money that this person donated has to be used for Badik Habayas somehow. Now Reb Yechon Rechon further explains, time with Reb Elezer sources from the following. The Pasuk tells us, V'ish Kiyaktish is basic Kadosh LaHashem, if a person is Makdish's house, Kadosh for Hashem. Now Manan Kaiman, what are we referring to in this Pasuk? Imi Beis Dira, if you want to say it's talking about a person donating their house to Hashem, because that's what the words of the Pasuk say, V'ish Kiyaktish is Beisai, it can't be, because V'im HaMakdish Yigal is Beisai, the Pasuk right beforehand says, if the Makdish redeems his house, and therefore the next Pasuk can't be talking about being Makdish a house, when the previous Pasuk was talking about being Makdish a house. Alakanan Kaiman, this is what we're referring to in the Pasuk, Kim Makdish Nechasov is referring to Makdish's Nechasim. In other words, we understand the Pasuk as, V'ish Kiyaktish's Beisai, when a person is Makdish, the Nechasim that are in his house, or the Nechasim that are related to his house, and therefore we can't from here, we learn, Shastam Makdish is Badik Habayas, when a person makes something Hektish Stam, that automatically goes to Badik Habayas. I think we're continuing discussing this Machlokes in our Mishnah, now with the Machlokes on Bayraim, about what Rav Chana said b'shem Rav. So Rav Eira quotes Rav Chana b'shem Rav that pligin b'makdish chasav. Machlokes in our Mishnah, Rav Elezer and Rav Yeshua, is when a person is makdish his nechasim. So what do we do with the animals? Rav Elezer says we have to sell the animals and use the proceeds for Badik Habayas. And Rav Yeshua says no, the animals that could be brought as karbonos are used as karbonos. Avol makdish edroi. But if he was makdish his flock of animals, he just simply took his flock of animals as makdish them. Kol amamaydai. Everyone agrees shul mizbeach that they go directly to the mizbeach. Meaning Rav Elezer would agree to Rav Yeshua that they're all going to be used for the mizbeach because why else is he being makdish as animals? It must be for the mizbeach. However, Rav Ba quotes Rav Chana b'shem Rav, ma pligin what's machloikes, the other way around, bim makdish edroi, that's when he's makdish his flock, avol makdish l'chasov, when he's makdish all of his other stuff, lan beis amon alfa on top, kol amon moedai shu lebedek habayis, everyone agrees, meaning even Rabbi Shu agrees to Rabbi Lezer that it goes to bedek habayis. So we analyze this, that's Rav Zeira, according to Rav Zeira's quote of Rav Chana b'shem Rav, nicha, everything makes sense, that when he's makdish his flock, of course those animals are going to go to the mizbeach, and it's only when he's makdish l'chasim, so then we have machloikes, what do we do with the animals? Are they for Badik Habayas? That's Rabbi Lezer. Or are they for the Mizbeach? That's Rabbi Yeshua. But Vikasha al Rav Ba. The question's on Rav Ba's quote of Rav Chana b'shem Rav. Behema loy l'mizbeachi? Aren't behemas for the Mizbeach? I can say when he's makdish his flock that we have his machlekes and Rabbi Lezer holds that the proceeds of the sale of the animal are going to go to Badik Habayas. It's pasha they should go to the Mizbeach. And the answer is you're right. Behema l'mizbeachi. That really an animal should be brought on the Mizbeach. However, v'lama sasama ish hazeh? Why was this person saisem? Why was he unclear? Why was he just makdish his flock without saying what it was for? He should have said that these animals are from the Mizbeach. It must be Shehu Ka'omer Loyuhu El Badik Habayas. It's like he's saying they should only be for Badik Habayas and not for the Mizbeach. So you're right, a standard animal is for the Mizbeach, but usually the person speaks out, this is for the Mizbeach. And since in this case the person didn't, he was Makdish's flock without saying anything, it's like he's clearly stipulating that it shouldn't be for the Mizbeach, and that's what Reb Elezer's Svara is. Rabbi Yochan Amar, he says, Loy Shani, there's no difference. He had Makdish Chasav, he had Makdish Edroi, whether he's Makdish as Nechasim or just his flock, he had Machlaikas as the same Machlaikas in both cases. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss Badik Habayas and Kadosh Mizbeach. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.